Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching with Local Slash. How can we help you?
Hey, Ivan. I wanted to see how I could go about canceling my service.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and pull up the account here. And, well, as I do that, typically we don't hold contracts, so you're able to cancel it at any time. The only thing we always recommend is to cancel before your billing date. That way, of course, you're not charged, right? Because we don't charge the cancel contracts. Okay, looks like I have your account here. Is this Enrique?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So your security question is, what is your mother's maiden name?
Sainz, S-A-E-N-Z.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, great. Yeah, so it looks like the account was paid about 5 days ago. So your account is good until the 16th of June. Now, this means, of course, that all you need to do is, if you want to cancel, is just call in before the 16th. I would say at least 3 days before. That way we avoid your charges. And, of course, we have time to discuss anything else in regards to maybe different options. Maybe you're looking to just have the website up and running instead of doing everything else, right? So that is something that we can also do for you.
So if I cancel right now, what happens?
What happens if we cancel right now? Basically, what we'll do is make sure that everything gets removed, of course, right? I believe the website will be taken down. The Google Business Profile is yours, of course, right? That's something that we want to make sure stays with you. But, of course, for now, since you have until the 16th of June, we could use the remaining time that you have left. Is there any particular reason that you're looking to discontinue?
No, I'm just trying to cut costs.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. We have our clients that are looking to cut costs, right? And when they do, we do offer them the opportunity, as I mentioned, right, to keep the website up and running for a lower price. For example, you're paying $249 a month, right, for everything that includes the website. If you wish to focus only on the website, that would only be $39 a month, right? So that would be $39 a month. That actually covers you. Basically, you can make any changes to the account several ways. You could call us to make the changes for you. You'll even have access to your client dashboard to make changes, right? So, and that one's just an example, right? That's a $39 a month. Of course, there's another one that will help us to help you with the website and the Google Business Profile for $129, right?
Yes.
So there are a lot of different options, right?
Okay. So the website for $29.99?
No, I apologize. It would just be – actually, let me check if I could do the $29. Right now it's $39, but it's just $39, right? Not – let's say $39.99. Okay, yeah, I could actually drop it down to $29, and that would just be monthly, right? It would be charged on the same month.
Yeah.
So, again, let's say on the 16th of June, instead of being charged $249, you would be charged $29, right? And that would be your website up and running. And this will be honored until you decide otherwise, meaning that you might decide that you need help on something else, and that could be added later, or you could cancel. Again, just basically the only thing we want is just cancel us before we charge you again, right? That would avoid any unnecessary charges.
Can I cancel my service but just keep the $29.99 for the website?
Yes, sir. I can have it set up for you, but since you already paid for this one, we're going to make sure to use the service for you, right? We're definitely going to use what you paid for. And then starting on the 16th of June, that's when you'll start to be charged $29, and it will be on the same day of every month.
Okay. And the reason is I know I'm going to forget if I don't do it now.
Oh, well, actually, I was going to call you back before the 16th. But again, I can make the changes as of today. That way, of course, you don't have to worry about it. You could just, all you got to do is just basically wait for the message that you were charged $29 on the 16th of June. But again, that doesn't mean you can't call us, because I'm sure you'll see your website and you might think of changes you want to do. And that's what we're here for, okay? We're here to update your website. We're here to make any kind of changes that you feel fit, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Now, does that phone number I get from you guys also get deleted with that?
We can if you don't want to use it. For example, with your website that you're going to be doing, right, the $29,
yeah,
we can still keep the call tracking number up and running for you. A lot of
okay, yeah, I would like that, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll keep it up with your actual service. And if in the future, right, if you decide that, you know what, I just want to discontinue, right, just let us know. That way we can see if we can help you keep the call tracking number active for you if you're using it, okay?
Yeah. I do like the idea of keeping the tracking number and the website for that $29.99.
Perfect. So I'll have it set up. I'll even call you before the next billing date, right?
Okay.
I know it's the 16th, but let me double check what day that falls. Okay, so I would have to call you on the 14th of June, about 2 days before, right? And I'll confirm to you that no charges for $249 will come out, just the $29, okay?
I will be on vacation that day, so I don't know if I'm going to answer.
Oh, if you don't answer, I'll send you a text, but would you like me to call you before then? I can call you before that.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
No, that's fine. On the 14th, fine.
Okay, perfect. If you don't answer, I'll send you a text just letting you know about the changes, and then hopefully you can call me when you're back from your vacations, okay?
Now, is there somebody I could talk to about the website? Because I would like to see if they could maybe do like an update or something. If I'm not totally in love with it. I would like to see if there's something that they could do, you know?
Yeah, we always recommend to personalize it a little bit because the websites that we make, they are approved by Google, but that doesn't mean that we can't make changes. For example, we have clients that they like to add calendars, right? They want to add maybe more services with their own pages, right? So there's a lot of different things that could be done with the website. If you ever want to set up an appointment, yes, we can set one up with our web design team. That way they could go ahead and, let's say, make the updates that you're looking for. But I would always recommend just to look at your website because you're going to think of things you want to change. You might just even want to change the color, for example, right? So anything could possibly change. Why don't you check it out today, maybe make a list, and then we can set up an appointment. Usually it just takes – we would like to set it, let's say, for 24 hours right ahead of time, but I think that would be the best option. For example, if you take a look at it today, send us a text and just let us know that you want to set up an appointment for Friday maybe or Thursday, right? We could do that for you, no problem, okay?
Okay. So I could still get access to, like, what was it?
Like the Google Business Profile?
Yeah, my Google Business Profile, right?
Yes, that's yours. We're going to make sure – actually, let me make sure that you have – yep, your primary owner, so you'll always have full access. Please do not give anybody your primary ownership because if you do, they might not give it back.
Yeah.
Okay? So just make sure if you add anybody, just give them as manager. They'll be able to do anything except add people, okay?
Yeah. Okay, right. So just to confirm, I am going to keep the website and also the tracking number, right?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And your charges will begin for $29 on the 16th of June. I'll call you on the 14th, but if you don't answer, just remember no charges other than $29 will be seen from here on out, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate your patience. Again, feel free to call us or text us at any time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you'll have-